Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
Sawgrass is doable. Sawgrass, just book a tee time, $750. I'm going to go ahead and click on book a tee time. See tee time.
You're going to book one right now?
I'm just going to look. What's wrong with looking? You know, I'm not buying. Just want to know.
If I said your ticket to the Masters is you have to eat an egg salad sandwich while you're there, you would do it.
If you say eat this egg salad full sandwich?
Full sandwich. You have to eat it while you're on the grounds at Augusta.
Nope, not doing it.
Unbelievable.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Hey, everybody, good morning. Big show for you from St. John Fisher today. Jeremy and Joe with you here. It's nice out today. It's going to be another warm one. I saw yesterday's practice had some rain. Hard rain.
Yep.
Real hard rain.
Yep.
But it's going to be a nice one today. Jeremy and Joe live from St. John Fisher covering, I guess, it's kind of like week two. Yesterday might have been
week
the start
two of week camp.
Two. Yeah, week two.
Yeah, week two of camp. Week two of training camp.
I think we'll find out. I don't know if the pads come on this week. Maybe we find out when the pads come on.
That's a great question for Sal, because I feel like earlier in the week it was discussed that it's usually practice five,
yep,
which would be this one, right? Had last week it was Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday. Practice five, and they were wearing shells yesterday, so
yep,
we could be getting close. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it could be Thursday. That's the scheduled practices that we see.
Yep.
So we're out here at St. John Fisher, and happy to have you along with us. And training camp coverage is brought to you by from St. John Fisher University. Fiegel, Carr & Joyce, your border attorneys, by Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet? By Connors and Ferris, your workers' comp attorneys, and driven by your upstate Honda dealers for great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your upstate Honda dealer today. So, happy to have you along. We are loaded today. Big show. So, Sal at 7 for the update on yesterday and what anyone would have missed.
Yep.
At 8 o'clock, Pat Harris from Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm. So, we got the Hard Knocks director. I think the exact title on what he does. He's in charge, though, kind of here. Mm-hmm. And Rochester native. So, we'll talk Hard Knocks. The Hard Knocks premiere is coming up. We've got the Hard Knocks director coming up at 8 o'clock. At 8:30, Carl Jones from Channel 4, who we always love talking ball with. He'll join us at 8:30. And then at 9:15 today, Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady sits with us here at St. John Fisher. So four great guests and nice. Loaded.
And we kick it off with Sal, waking Sal up early. Waking him up after the fire alarm went off very late last night.
I saw that.
At the Dorsey Hall over here,
yeah,
in St. John Fisher. That was about midnight or a little bit before midnight, so I stayed over last night.
Okay. You didn't have a fire alarm?
No, I did have a fire alarm.
Okay, you did.
So yeah. I was out there too, and of course, you know, show starts at 6, so everyone's coming to me like, oh, you got to get up in the morning. This is worse for you,
yeah,
than for anybody. I mean, I feel fine right now, obviously, but it was the loudest fire alarm I've ever heard in my life because it is right up. Like, I am laying in bed, half asleep, almost fully asleep,
and it is like it is 5 feet above your head.
Yeah.
It wasn't like just out in the halls, like it is right above you. And then it took, you know, it was some there was real smoke. I don't know what actually happened. Microwave.
Oh. Like, oh, so okay, it was not.
It really did feel like the exact. You watch The Office when Ryan starts the fire.
Yeah.
The cheesy pita.
Yeah.
In the microwave. That's what it sounded like.
Okay. All right.
Someone overcooked their pizza rolls or something, and that's what had to get everybody out of bed at midnight last night.
Good old college dorm fire alarm memories.
Yep.
You know, I'll get Sal about this. You know who else? I'll talk to Carl about this. We have two Syracuse guests today, which I know excites you very much. But I don't know which one of them lived in Sadler Hall, if they did at all. When I lived in Sadler Hall, we had lots of fire alarms in the middle of the night, midnight, 3 a.m., all that, to a point where it was thought to be some sort of faulty system and there'd be a big controversy. You're not, of course, supposed to do this, but plenty of people would sleep and say, like, I'm not going outside. We had one earlier tonight. There'd be one at 2 a.m., one at 4 a.m., one the next day. By day two, day three, I had roommates saying, I'm not leaving. I'm not getting out of bed.
There was a moment yesterday where I'm like, is this for real? Do I have – but it was so loud
you had
in
no
the
choice.
Room. Like, I had – right, I am not going to stand there and, you know, my ears will be ringing by the end of it.
Yeah.
So if the sound really made it so that you couldn't – there was no decision. Like, I am getting out of here because it is so, so loud.
Painful.
Did they decide the faulty system was probably just people were, like, pulling the fire alarm?
I don't think so. I mean, that's a serious offense. Like, that'll get you big-time trouble. So, I don't think so, but it is a core tenet of the memory of my time in Sadler Hall was running outside and standing outside. Because, listen, here's the other thing you had the benefit of. What was the temperature when you went outside? 68?
Yeah, it was 70 degrees.
Comfortable.
Fine.
You're fine.
It was fine.
It's not exactly like a fire alarm here in December, and it's you're freezing.
Far worse.
You know, in Buffalo and Syracuse in these winter climates, you got to go outside at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But are you getting dressed to go outside, or it's raining or something like that? Like, that's terrible. So, we'll see if the media is bleary-eyed. So the media dorm's the one that emptied out with the fire alarm. Okay.
The media dorm. Right. I wonder if that probably doesn't make it onto Hard Knocks, right? The players' dorm would be the one that would make it onto Hard Knocks.
Yeah, probably.
Unless the players were awoken by the ringing sound of the alarm from, you know, just a couple buildings.
This is
away.
Where the Bills are practicing everything. Why'd the fire alarm go off? Because there's going to be games this year where someone's going to, you know, pull the fire alarm on the visiting Philadelphia Eagles or something. Is he going to be ready? How do you look the morning after the other guys? Granted, it's the media, but
I was reminded of like stories of like when does this happen to NFL teams? It happens to like the U.S. men's national team in soccer when they go to like Costa Rica or Honduras in some tournament. Like, there are fireworks being launched in front of their hotel at, like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. I don't really think we do that much in the NFL.
Hmm.
That would be the next level. Bills Mafia learning where the opponent stays in a hotel.
That's a good question.
And then, like, shooting fireworks off in front of it.
I feel like there have been isolated stories of that.
Yeah.
Maybe the 90s would have stories of that, too.
Okay.
Like, former players would have stuff on that. So, something to chase. 803-0550, if you want to join us, we've got our call screener up. You can give us a ring on anything on camp. The talk of camp today might be, among other things, I was listening to Joe Marino, who is in town of the Locked On Bills podcast, and we'll talk to him maybe tomorrow, maybe Thursday. He's going to set up when we're going to do it. He's going to sit down with us, but we'll talk to Joe Marino for a bit as well. That Keon Coleman had a great day yesterday. Keon Coleman was a stud yesterday, a bunch of nice catches, a go ball, a back shoulder touchdown, just like looking the part of what they want him to be. And that is a departure from, you know, it's funny, like training camp, if you have a bad practice, it's just camp. If you have a good practice, it's, there it is. There's all the stuff we're looking at. So, you know, there's some ups and downs. But Coleman, by all accounts, yesterday had a great practice. And Curtis Samuel is injured with a hamstring issue. That seems like it's a common refrain. Like, he just can't catch a break, can't kind of stay healthy. Right.
Brutal.
So we'll see how long that lasts. And then Tyrell Shavers goes in, and he suffers an ankle injury, which I think is not as bad as initially feared.
No.
So
again, the carted off and how serious ends up being debate.
He's carted off, but I think he might be okay on that. Maybe get an update on that today. You know, thinking about this receiving core, it's been about a lot of different individuals. Coleman having a big day, like that's got to be great news. There's no other way to look at it than great news that,
yeah,
you know, winning at training camp, Joe, is not what's going to win. But any indications that there's a lot in there, which, you know, we saw during the regular season last year, I feel like has got to be welcome news. So we'll talk about that with Joe Brady, get Sal's thoughts on that, Carl Jones as well, you know, as we roll along this morning. So good day for Keon, and I like to hear that. Anytime you tell me a Bills receiver had a good day, I'm going to be happy about that.
Yeah. If there was one player I could tell you at the end of camp where we said blank had an amazing camp, would Coleman not be like one of the top three names that you would get to?
He would. I kind of
I think feel like the first week was more, what would you label it, inconsistent?
Sure.
Inconsistent first week.
The thing I would say, and this will be like over the course of camp, because the types of ways he's winning, that's really a big key to me. You tell me he gets a back shoulder catch over Jamarcus Ingram, kind of turning in the corner, I think like, okay, I mean, last year at camp he did a lot of that. It's a ton of, you know, not quite mossing guys, but just using size and boxing out. Winning on a goal ball, that's a little different to me. That's something they threw to him a lot last year, and it was not very productive. They threw a high percentage of goal balls. In fact, do I remember the stat that he led the league in percentage of throws that were goal balls last year?
I believe that's right.
And I don't know.
Percentage of his routes that were goal balls.
Okay,
yeah.
And I don't know that that's going to be a repeat this year because they have a different skill set, a different group of wide receivers. But, you know, winning in a couple different ways, I think it comes down to, for Coleman, you know, you just know he's not going to be a do-everything, but he doesn't have to be. He's got to do what they ask him to do really well and be a weapon where next time it's 3rd and 10 against the Chiefs on that final drive, I'm not throwing a screen to Amari Cooper. I'm comfortable throwing a deep out to Coleman because I know he can kind of box out, or maybe it's the back shoulder kind of throw on the sideline because the timing and the chemistry is there. Like,
yep.
Numbers, this, that, productive, whatever. I just want to know that the Bills have a couple weapons out there for Allen that when it comes down to the three plays that make a difference between going home and moving on to the next round, I've got a couple guys I can trust with that.
Maybe he's on the field in the first place, right? I don't even think he's on the field for that 3rd and 10. I'll have to go back. I'm pretty sure he isn't. I mean, him and Cooper very rarely, I feel like, in that game were on the field at the same time, but I'll have to go back and look. Give me any ability for him to separate just enough. His bar to separate, I feel like, isn't the same as Josh Palmer or Elijah Moore.
For sure.
Like, those guys got to be such good at route running that they need to be getting 3, 4, 5 yards of separation. It does feel more like, for Coleman, the defender can be there. You've got a quarterback that can put the ball in a bucket for you. Just have that 1 yard. Right? Like, let's see Coleman at the end of the year be on some sort of list with, like, the closest separation of any player that's got, like, 800 yards. And there are guys like that can win in the league where, you know, their average separation from their nearest defender is, like, 1.2. Or maybe if it's even less than that. And those guys can still perform if they are really good at making the tough catches and going up and getting it. And maybe that's it for Coleman. Like, last year, I wonder what the definition of contested catch is. Like, how close is that defender really?
I believe it's any with a defender within 1 yard.
Within 1 yard, okay. Because, you know, is it different if the defender is 0.3 yards away versus 0.8 yards away more consistently?
Yeah.
Where he would still, you know, his contested catch rate would go up. A part of it is he's just got that little bit of separation. He's got an extra foot from the defender than he had last year, and maybe that could be something that would have his numbers go up. I think he kind of needs that, honestly. I thought that about him all offseason, that something has to be added here if he's going to play that role, the big body receiver on the outside, the X receiver that he's going to.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm going to have to either get a lot better at bringing down all of those tough catches, or he's going to have to just get a little bit better at breaking open from defenders. And out here without the pads on yet, when you hear he has a great day like that, I feel like it's more towards the he's just getting open more regularly.
I've got a piece, an article from 2019 on contested catches and who the best guys in the league were at contested catches. And part of this conversation always gets to, it's not always who you think it is. And their top five in 2019 for contested catches will count from 5 to 1.
Yep.
Number five in terms of this is percentage of contested balls that you caught. Okay. DeAndre Hopkins was number five at 58%. Not surprising, right? DeAndre Hopkins, like that's part of his game for sure. Allen Robinson was number four. Mike Evans, number three.
Yep.
Diggs, number two. We always knew he was great at that.
Yep.
And number one, you would not expect this.
Oh.
I don't think. In 2019, it was Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, not at all.
You would not. Sometimes when we get to the contested catch conversation, it always feels like people want to expect that to be, you know, like former Charger Mike Williams. Basketball players are guys that do this.
Yep.
And there's probably a lot that's actually built into that, like the kind of throws you get. Mm-hmm. Contested catch can be just, over the middle, close coverage, but you're able to get the job done and keep going. Whereas guys like Evans and maybe a guy like Keon Coleman in the future – he might get more difficult throws where it's just, no, really, you're not even supposed to have separation here. We're
right.
Just kind of trusting you. Like the Tariq Woolen touchdown he catches. The first one gets knocked away. The second one, the Bills would throw that knowing you have to win a contested catch.
Oh, yeah.
So it's not exactly the same as some of these other contested catch situations. So, you know, something that's kind of built into how that might be measured. But it's definitely good news and good to see. That was the thing about day one. Like when day one, the story was he didn't have a strong practice. Mm-hmm. It was exactly that. It was, hey, there, well, it's a tough catch. You want him to make it. You know, you want him to make that catch. And it's definitely a good sign. One other thing about this, and I'm eager to talk to Sal about this. Quiet camps don't have to be bad camps, but I'll just ask if you've heard much about Josh Palmer.
No, other than, like, the first day it was that Palmer and Allen were, like, talking a lot.
Yep.
And they seemed like they were very, you know, there a lot of conversations, I'm sure, about what was happening on the field. But in terms of plays he's making, like, I've seen him catch some balls, but nothing that is, you know, standing out as, like, the viral tweet that you're going to see go around the league.
Right.
So, I don't know. Yeah, it's been fairly quiet. That could be good, right, because he's not injured.
He's right.
Right, like Curtis Samuel. You know, here with the hamstring again.
Yep.
I've seen Palmer's wearing long sleeves every day here. I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
On both the
he's Canadian.
The lower torso and the upper torso. I mean, he seems to be getting all the work with Allen. Like, it's, you know, he's playing in different spots, and that's probably a good thing, right? At some point, you might want some little blurb or somebody to point out, like, hey, you know, the chemistry between Allen and Palmer is really heating up.
Yep.
Like, one of those that'll get the fantasy community talking, right? Like, something that gets the fantasy community talking on Palmer. I'm not worried about his role at all, though, in this offense. Like, I feel like he is – I mean, they paid him. Like, Elijah Moore, there's a question. Samuel, there's a question. Palmer is fresh on the scene, paid him. The GM's talked about him every time he talks about the position. Like, Palmer, I would expect, is going to be on the field a ton, no matter what. It just comes down to how good he actually ends up being.
Yeah. There's your separator. There's the guy.
That's the guy.
Right. Yeah. There's the guy where, as much as hearing you know, Coleman winning on some goal balls is good. Hearing that Palmer wins on those would equally be exciting because
sure.
he's supposed to be your downfield, your vertical separator. And, again, just installing stuff. We talked to Joe Brady today at 9:15. We can kind of, you know, get his thoughts on how it's all coming together. It's a different, of course, a different group of wide receivers. And how it comes together will be different. They leaned on Mac Hollins quite a bit last year in big spots, and he won't be there. So do Hollins' trustworthy targets go to Coleman? Do they go to Palmer? Do they just find their way back to Shakir or Elijah Moore? And, you know, for the training camp about tight ends, Dawson Knox, by the way, is back. That's good news.
Yep.
Right? He was on the NFI injured list, but he's good to go. So maybe the tight ends start to get a little run this week because that's something that, of course, we would expect. Tight ends.
Yeah.
Feels like it's been quiet from Kincaid.
Yeah, he had some good work in that first red zone day,
yep.
right? Like, caught a bunch of touchdowns there. Yeah, like, really, I guess Coleman, can we even qualify Coleman? Like, who had the best first week of practice amongst the pass catchers? They all kind of, this is the, maybe it's what you might expect the regular season stats to look like. It kind of felt like it was a little bit of everybody,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Like, Palmer made a couple plays, and here he is working with Josh, and Kincaid had a big day in the red zone work, and there's Coleman in the rain yesterday catching back shoulder passes, and but here's Samuel again, right? Like, Samuel being injured, like, that is very – it's so deflating because I like the player a lot, and I think the Bills do too, and there is a skill set there that I think – there's a little bit of everything. Like, when he was signed, it was, okay, this guy does separate. This guy can get open, is a good route runner, and is a very good yards after catch player, and you could be creative with him. You could put him in the backfield if you want. You could put him in the slot. You could play him on the outside. And not just like there's, oh, he could play on the outside. Guys that, like Cole Beasley. Oh, you could go line up in the outside. Like, Samuel can actually do some things when healthy, when he's on the outside too. And just, is it just never going to get off the ground? If the guy, his hamstrings, it feels like,
yeah.
You know, the soft tissue injuries, that does go back with him to Carolina and Washington. So I don't know how surprised we really should be because this guy, for his entire career,
has battled this.
Yeah. And it's a shame because I do feel like there is a very good player in there. And I'm just wondering if in his Bills career we're ever actually really going to get to see it.
Yeah.
Like, right now... You know, he's injured already. What do you think? What did he have last year? How many yards did Curtis Samuel have last year?
Oh,
off the
like
top of your head?
250.
250
is my guess.
Like,
what do you have?
253.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Good guess.
I thought you knew it.
No, I just guessed.
like, should I be sure he'll top that this year? I think if healthy, I would say for sure he would, even with the crowded room that he's in, but. Again, I've already got an injury here. Like, what am I supposed to think? He's going to catch. He caught 31 passes last year. Maybe that's the better number to look at. How many more than 31 is he supposed to catch? 50? Is he supposed to get to 50 in this offense? I don't know if he'll be healthy enough.
It's a big number. Yeah, it's a big number for him. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550. Injury bug piling up, soft tissue stuff. It's not like, knock on wood, you know, they're significant. I won't speak them into the universe. But we've got soft tissue stuff. Terrell Bernard missing practice as well. And with that, you know, the linebacker competition, whatever. We'll see how that plays out. Talk about that with Sal coming up at 7 o'clock as well. So here we are. Also over the weekend, Nate got Reed Ferguson to snap him a ball.
Yeah, he did.
So he could put it down as a hold. Was this a five? I didn't know about this.
Oh, yeah.
5 years in the making, this was a bet that he could catch a snap and get a hold down?
Yes, yes. I think it was a bet with Joe Marino, maybe, and then Reed Ferguson got involved somehow along the way. I feel like this is like years
in the making.
Not just years in the making. Like, I think this challenge was made like five years ago.
And he got it done.
And he's just now getting to it. He did it, though. Right?
Yeah.
He got it down. He spun the ball. Feel like it was in a timely manner. Was Reed taking it easy on him is a question I think you could ask. I think probably not. I think that was probably a real snap.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because he's not doing that to the holder anyway, is he? Like, he's not trying to snap it as fast as he can at the holder.
No, that's right.
He doesn't
right.
want the holder to fumble it.
The
so.
Last thing Reed wants in that spot is a bad snap.
Sure, right. Which I can't really recall him ever having.
Knock on wood.
There's not like a There's not like a famous one. The other thing that happened this weekend is we have a new way to pronounce Bijan Robinson's name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't catch that. What is it?
I actually feel like I need to hear it from him again because I heard it this weekend and it's different than Bijan, but it's it also isn't like so totally different. Like I thought when I saw the clip, it's like, oh, Bijan Robinson tells us we're mispronouncing his name all along, and I'm like, what is this about to be? Is he going to tell us is the J silent? Bijan Robinson or something like that? I think it's like D. See, we'll have to play it. We'll have to have him tell it.
All right, I'm going to have to hear this. I've got a lot of Bijan in my assorted fantasy leagues. I'll make sure
you're going to have to start doing something different here.
Yeah.
They're just not, you have to trade him.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Live from St. John Fisher, we'll bring you the very latest. We'll check in with, again, a bunch of guests today. Lots of information to get to you as we get rolling here. Practice again, 9:45 today. I got the whole family coming out tomorrow to practice, so we're here today, tomorrow,
nice
Thursday, and then back to the stadium for the blue and red. So big week for the Bills. Preseason football starts this week as well. The Hall of Fame game is Thursday between the Chargers and the Lions, so plenty to chase. 803-0550. 1-888-550-2550 to join us here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.